Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. Hide it in our heart, Lord, we may not sin against you. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, Lord just reminded me of some truths. I'll start in 15. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. It was a good prayer. That's one of the prayers I pray most every day if I'm sitting with the Lord and I have a scripture out. I always pray that prayer. Lord, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, right? It's a good prayer to pray. And he's always faithful to do that. In verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, or light of truth may shine on our heart. See, that's where we see. So that you may know the hope of his calling. This is a prayer. He's got the three things. The hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. All of these are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule, authority, power, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the one to come. These three things here are real important because this is one thing that Paul had in his prayers for them. You know, one, that they would get the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Okay? And the three things. And one thing we've always stumbled over, or I hear people ask me more than anything, is the first one about his calling in our lives, right? People are always saying, what is God's calling in my life? Okay, you know. But let's know what this is saying here. I think, because we got to, you know that saying, we always got to get the horse before the cart, right? And not the cart before the horse. And what this is saying is, there's three things here that are all his, okay, that we share. The last one is his power, that we might know the greatness of his power toward us who believe. Okay, it's his power. We're now in union with Christ, and he lives within us, right? So his power is your power, because you're now in union with him. Okay? The second one is his inheritance, that you might enjoy all the inheritance that you have in Christ. So everything that was his inheritance is his, right? Now is your inheritance. Right, we all know what an inheritance is. That's what you get, right? And when somebody dies or passes on, all the inheritance. So everything, all the spiritual blessing in the heavenly places that are in Christ, that belong to Christ, now belong to you. And you can experience and enjoy them. Okay, that was Paul's prayer. That we might get to explore, well, we're talking about that on Sunday, you know, the kingdom of God to explore like children. But you might experience in your life everything that's yours in your inheritance, and nothing's left out. Every one of you in here, if you're a Christian, you got everything that Jesus has. Okay? You possess that. So if you possess it, if I got an inheritance, if I got a call today and someone died and left me millions of dollars, guess what? I'm going to start experiencing that. You know? Y'all might not see me again. I'm out of here, right? And because I'm going to go enjoy that inheritance, wouldn't you? Same way, it's his inheritance. You're now in one with him, so you get to enjoy the inheritance. So now, if it's his power, his inheritance, then it's his calling. What I mean by that is his calling is your calling. You have the same calling as Jesus has, right? What did God do with his calling? He raised him up and he seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, right? And in chapter 2 it says, But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, Even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, or in grace you've been saved, to grace. And he raised us up with him, you, me, and seated us with him in the heavenly places, that in all the ages to come he might show the surpassing abundant riches of his grace displayed in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Okay? So now, his calling is your calling. You're called, or that word means summoned to God. You're called with the same calling that Jesus had, to be people filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit, seated with Christ at the right hand of God, and enjoying all the riches that inheritance, that power, everything that you have in Christ, that is your calling. That's what you're called to do. Your calling is his calling. You follow me? It's not yours, it's his calling. You're now in union with his calling. So we all have the same calling. Our calling is now to be, in Colossians it said, if you therefore have been raised up with Christ, which you have, what does it say? Keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, you'll also be revealed with him in glory. Why? Because that's where you are. That's your calling. You're seated in the heavenly places in Christ, and your calling is to experience everything that means, which it just goes on forever. Okay? So, and everything else will work its way out in your life. Everything else is just within the body what God wants us maybe to do or function, you know. But your calling is his calling. Right? That keeps us from saying, well, gosh, their calling seems so much better than mine. Or mine's kind of crappy. Theirs looks good. No. You all have the same calling. You're called. You're summoned to God. You're seated at the right hand in the heavenly places. Your calling is fellowship with him. That's your number one thing. So am I doing that? Well, if you are, then you're entering into that calling. Right? You're in union and fellowship with that now, and you get to experience all the riches of that for eternity, of God's grace and kindness. Okay? That's your calling. That's my calling. That's your inheritance. That's my inheritance. That's our power. That's your power. Amen? So, Lord, just give us even more in the wisdom and revelation, in just the knowledge of you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.